be seated. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I said, hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord a big shout. I can't believe it. It's no longer a dream. It's no longer a word. Now it is right in our eyes. Oh my God. What a day. What a memorial, gargantua, unforgettable. You can't forget this day till Jesus appears. I'm telling you, is it like the woman with the issue of blood? She can never forget. I mean, she's in heaven by now, I hope. The day she touched Jesus was the memorable day. And today, God has brought us one of God's generals. Sit down. I'm not introducing a friend. So sit down. My daddy is in. If you see me standing here, once upon a time, I was in Kolegono. Wanted to work for God. And I came to a man. And he put his hand upon mine. And he said, you want to go for full time? Do you know Ejira? I hardly say yes. I didn't know Ejira.
He said, let me know Ejira.
Say, I'm taking you to Ejira.
Okay, Ejira.
I mean, 2005.
Yeah,
in October. That is where he said, you are going to Ejira. For 13 years. I remember that hand. Then one thing he said, go and see the land if you want to be there.
And
amazingly, I came here in the night. You know my story. I don't want to go there. You don't remind me of that. I just see a problem. Then when I came, it was almost 7:30. The only house here was, I think, there was some house here. The whole place is full of bush. Today, but that word, go. See what the Lord has done. God's servant in the house, he is a general. He's a father. You can't sit before Bishop Saki and you go the same.
Won't mean Bishop Saki na ya say. Na won call him said you are not that.
A man who, when he got born again, I was not born. I'm talking about a man who have worked with God for years. In fact, God hear him more than me. Because God has been hearing him so many years ago. So I can say a friend of God has come here.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how to introduce him because to me, I think I'm still dreaming. A man who is a lawyer by profession.
Obema.
Let all this prestigious work people are dying for. Do you know the history of this thing? He was here
2003.
It gospel crusade. No, you, some of you don't know.
He
had a crusade in the Jura.
15,
16 years ago. He came to sow a seed here. All of you have come out of that seed today. I am very glad. The man who preaches all over the world, he traveled all over. I don't know which country you can mention. He preaches with fire. Look, choreography people, tomorrow we'll choreography, okay?
Choreography for a chance. No more best master.
I'm waiting for a word. The same way I came, I'm not going the same way. Look, all protocol reserved. This is the moment.
This is the time.
And if you are really ready, a great giant has stepped here. The whole room is full of angels. And I believe by the taking of the microphone, something is going to happen into this community. The community is going to turn again. God has visited us. And these 2 days, miracles, signs and wonders, things that you have not heard before will happen. Men and brethren, with Jesus' joy, with the hearts that the Father has loved us, and he has sent one of his friends to be a blessing to us. Our Father, one of the pillars of Lighthouse, one of the people who you cannot mention Lighthouse without them. Somebody said, I have been watching him on TV. I am going to see him live. I told the person that, yes, you will see him live. Men and brethren, I am so happy to call the only man, the man who preached with fire.
I said amen.
Me say amen.
Are we happy to be here? Well, I'm also very excited to be here. I thank God for his presence. I thank God for his power. I thank God for every person that is here. God brought you here for a reason. I pray that today and tomorrow you would have an encounter with the God. That God will reveal his glory to us. That God will empower us to do great things for him. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sit on top of your enemies.
Squeeze
them. Suffocate them. Crush them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we still here? Wonderful. I first of all bring you special greetings from our daddy, our prophet. Amen.
Amen.
He's very happy. I spoke with him quite a bit this afternoon. And he's very, very happy that I was able to come here to Accra. Amen.
Amen.
He asked me, how is David? I said, he's on fire. He's on fire. The fire has not gone down. I told Bishop, his fire has not gone down at all.
Catch your Bishop say,
hallelujah.
Amen.
And they asked me to send his love to him and all of you who have never met him. He is connected to you spiritually. You know, Paul said,
Paul can say,
when you gather and my spirit is with you. So when we gather like that, the person may be far away, but the spirit can be with us. I believe the spirit of our daddy is with us here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I trust God that we will experience his grace like never before. Say amen.
Just say amen.
Please sit down. Don't stand too much.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I bless God for the life of all the pastors and minister shepherds. And all the people working faithfully in this ministry. The Bible says, be steadfast.
Bible says,
unmovable. Always abounding in the work of NDC. Always abounding in the work of NPP. Is that what he said? Always abounding in the work of the Lord. May we abound in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May we be engaged in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says, for this you know that your labor will never be in vain in the Lord. Are you here tonight? So I thank God for all of you who have been supporting the work and pushing the work forward. Every day you go to places, evangelizing, preaching, doing the work of God. God will bless us with mega churches all over. May you break your own record.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still here? And I want to thank God for Reverend David from Mukuranza.
Reverend David,
we're there 2 days ago. Very anointed man of God. God bless you for your hard work.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to thank God especially for the gift that God has given to this whole region. The gift of Bishop David.
Handsome
man. The handsome bishop. Very handsome bishop.
Bishop and
he looks like he's 22 years old. He dresses well. When you dress, pa. Nice man of God. Very fiery for the Lord. Grace is abounding in his life. I always remember when he told me that all he wanted to do was work for the Lord full time. I said, are you sure?
And I said,
yes, Bishop.
What's it?
You know, he has a praying voice. You know, when he talks, you can see that his voice is like a praying voice.
Yes,
Bishop.
Yes, Bishop.
I said, are you sure?
I said,
yes, Bishop.
Bishop.
I want to just work for the Lord. So we had a meeting. And Bishop told me,
he
said that he wants to work for the Lord. Call him to come.
Friend,
and send him to, let him go to Ejura. Bless God for what God has done in all over Ejura. Amen.
Amen.
It's only today that I'm hearing that he actually got down at Ejisu instead of Ejura.
What
a show with that money. Hey! People have the story, so I just laugh so much as I got to know. But I know that all of you know the story already, isn't it? What a shock.
What a shock.
You don't know Ejura, you say you know Ejura. You get down to the Jisu. And the bus has left. And you don't have money.
And I wouldn't scare.
Wow.
Wow.
But bless God for his life. And I want to particularly thank God for his wife. Amen.
Amen.
The mummy of the land. The mummy of the land. The mega mummy of the land. You know, Bishop David told me something today.
And let Bishop David can send me.
He said they are married for 15 years. They married for 15 years. And they've never quarreled. And I was shocked. Because I know you to be very troublesome. By heart. How did God give him such a wonderful wife? So if they've never quarreled, it is not to Bishop David's credit. No. It is to her credit. Clap your hands for this wonderful woman. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for her life. And for all of you. Bless God for the beautiful choir. And beautiful ministration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful instrumentalist.
Instrumentalist for baby.
Amen.
Amen.
And I know that God is taking us to a new level. Let those who believe shout amen.
Amen.
Sit on top of your enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight I'm going to start, and tomorrow evening I'll have time to pray for you. Say amen. And I'm going to preach you something very nice tomorrow. I don't know about today, but tomorrow is going to be very nice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight I want to pour some fire into you. Amen.
Amen.
I said, you guys sit down. Don't stand too much.
Sorry, baby.
Amen.
Amen.
Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him, don't sleep. Wake up. I saw a lady sleeping there. That's why. What a shock.
What a shock.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, because of time, we are going to be short tonight. What time do you normally close? What time do you close? Sure. Don't worry, I won't preach long. We'll finish by one. We finish by 1 o'clock. Is all right? I'm joking. Don't worry. Right. I'll give you a few verses of scripture. And then we can continue. Amen.
Amen.
God knows you. And God knows what you are doing. Amen.
Amen.
May you enjoy working for the Lord.
Amen.
I said, may you enjoy working for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you never, never leave the work that God has given you. May the master find you working for him when he comes. The
Bible says,
blessed is the man. When his master comes, he finds him so doing. He's doing what he was asked to do. But that servant who thinks his master delays but has begun to fight and beat one another. The Bible says when the master comes, he throw them out and
there'll
be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But you, the master will come and find you doing what he asks you to do. Turn your Bible with me quickly to Titus chapter 2.
And Temso, only me, trust them no Tito.
Titus chapter 2.
Tito, it's me.
Wow. Tito, Timieno. I didn't know that Titus is Tito.
You name is the Titus, eh? Tito.
What a shh.
What a shh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right. Have you found Titus chapter 2?
But you want Tito, Timieno, no?
And let's all read. From
in free.
Verse number 11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. I feel the grace is here in Ejira. The grace that brings salvation. I said the grace that brings salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says it has appeared to all men. Your family shall be saved. Your brothers and sisters shall be saved. Your parents shall be saved. Because the great that brings salvation has appeared. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
There is going to be a church of households.
There
are households. Everybody in the 16 of you in the house, they all come to church. There will be compound houses with 32 people. They all come to church. Paul said that you and your household shall be saved. May no brother or sister of yours die and go to hell. Somebody shout amen. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? I'll pray for you, for your families in particular. That everybody in your family will be born again. Somebody shout amen. That is the greatest gift you can receive. May that great that brings salvation appear to you and your family. When I got saved, I was the first in my family. And my brother got saved. My sister got saved. My other sister got saved. My brother got saved. My mother got saved. Before my father died, he got saved. I declare to you here, no family member of yours will die and go to hell. May salvation appear to them. May salvation appear to them. In the name of Jesus.
Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I'm telling you, they will come. I see them coming. They are coming to lift their hands to Jesus. They are singing in the choir. They are serving in the church. Say, I receive it. Sit down. You like standing too much. Don't stand too much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 12. Teaching us. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. That verse number 12.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Wow. You see, the grace that appears, it brings salvation. And the second thing it does is that it teaches us.
It teaches us.
You see, some people don't like to be taught. All they want is to pray for me. By the grace in this ministry, number one is a grace that brings salvation. Number two, it is a teaching grace. That is why our bishop has written so many books. That is why your bishop preaches the way he preaches. So that you can be taught. May ignorance leave you in Jesus' name. Can I have an amen? Are you here today? You need to be taught. Now, when you can receive the teaching, then your life is changing. Shout amen. Now, let me read on to you verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Is that what they said? Verse 14.
Yes.
Can you read this? The teaching, can you read that 14 for me again? I want to see how it
says. Now what ye and free emrato enyinemu. Na what tra or maybe won aye or no arane dia wa bo in yuma paho modin.
Obo in yuma paho modin. Wow.
Obo
in yuma paho modin. Zealous unto good works.
Wa bo in yuma paho modin.
Zealous unto good works.
Wa bo modin won yuma paho.
Obo modin won yuma paho. That will be your story.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Zealous unto good works. Some time ago, some of you were zealous about chasing girls. I'm preaching.
We are preaching good.
You were known as a girlizer or womanizer. Are you still in church?
That's what I'm sorry.
Some time ago, some of you were zealous about apetashi. I'm preaching.
You are preaching good.
You used to drink ogogro.
I would no more.
And you would drink and say, yeah, no, sir, what's a shame? What a shock.
What a shock.
Some time ago, some of you were zealous about fetishism.
I don't worship. I'm preaching. You are preaching good.
I heard I'm preaching. Are you still here? Am I talking to anybody here?
Because
but now, He has saved you. Amen.
Amen.
He gave himself to you that he might redeem you from womanizing. He might redeem you from alcoholism. He might redeem you from idol worship. He might redeem you from every evil and purify unto himself. May God purify you unto good works. Somebody shout amen. That he might purify unto himself a peculiar people. Lift your hand and say, I'm a peculiar person. I did not hear you. Say it again. Yeah, they should say. Wow, this lady, I have to take her to crusade or something. She's very anointed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a peculiar person. I'm preaching.
You're preaching good.
You are not as you were yesterday.
What is that? You're not saying,
your yesterday is gone. As far as the east is from the west. So that God separates your sins from you.
Amen.
You are a different person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has made you a peculiar person. Say amen. Now, you are zealous unto good works. You are zealous unto good works. Some of you sitting here today, God will anoint you. You will preach like nobody's business. Some of you choristers, God will use you to preach like no man's business. May the zeal of God come into you tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still here? Sit down. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
Are you still in church? Zealous unto good works. Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and say, you'll be zealous unto good works.
So young kwa Betsy, now wussono na kachene say, ube bomodi wo nyuma pemu.
I said, hold your neighbor's shoulder. He didn't hold his shoulder.
So young kwa Betsy, sona Betsy.
Bishop David, you know, some brothers, they think they are too spiritual. When I say hold somebody's shoulder, because a sister, you don't want to hold the shoulder.
And I'm sorry,
meanwhile, you have been holding other things. What a shock!
What a shock!
Let's carry on quickly. Let's carry on. I'm preaching.
You are preaching good.
Zealous unto good works. Zealous unto good works. You'll be zealous unto the work of the Lord. Tonight I want to pray for you. God will implant zeal into your life. When you're looking for somebody to do the work of God, you'll be the one they will call. Am I talking to anybody here? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You'll be zealous unto good works. The Bible says, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Unto good works. Unto good works. Unto good works. Good works means preaching. Good works means preaching. Good works means serving the Lord. Good works means following up. Good works means building the church. Good works means ushering in the church. Good works means singing in the church. Good works means pleasing the Lord. You are his workmanship. God designed you unto good works. From today, he will use you like no man's business. Shout amen. Turn the Bible quickly again to another scripture. 2 Kings. Chapter 10. Check 2 Kings chapter 10. Thank you, Jesus. Find it quickly. All right. How many of you are still in church? I want to infuse today. I came to inject you with the zeal of the Lord. As I came to inject you with the zeal of the Lord,
you'll
be more zealous than ever. You'll not be able to sit still. You'll be working for God. You'll be preaching in the streets. You'll be going from village to village. You'll be bringing people to church. May the zeal of God inject you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now look at it. There was a man who was anointed king. He was anointed by the prophets. Elisha came and anointed him. And he said, from today, God has anointed you. You know, he took the man to his bedroom. When he came, the man and his friend were playing dummy outside. And the prophet said, can I see you? And then this man followed the prophet to the room. And the prophet took a bottle of oil and poured it on him and anointed him. And he said, God has anointed you to go and overcome. To go and conquer. God has anointed you to go and stand in his tent and declare war. And so when the prophet anointed this man, the prophet, Bible says that the prophet himself was afraid. He ran away quickly because the guy was going to become so fiery. Anybody who stands in his way is going to be in trouble. Any devil who stands in your way shall see fire.
Amen.
Somebody shout amen. No demon will stand before you again. No principality can stand before you. May God empower you. May God anoint you to overcome every witch and every wizard. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, power is coming to your life. Strength is coming to your life. Grace is coming to your life. In Jesus' name, you will not die before your time. You will live and not die. You will declare the word of God. God will use you mightily. Lift up and say, God, use me. Say, God, use me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say that, let me continue preaching. So this man called
Jehu,
he began to move with speed. One of the things I sense quickly, that here in Ekura, in Kwanza, Techiman, all this area, we are going to see people of God move with speed. The work of God will move very fast. I said the work of God will move very fast. There will be no time without churches. There will be no time without lighthouse churches. Let us who believe shout amen. Are you still here? Sit down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A time is going to come. Bishop, I sense it.
Bishop,
when I come here, all the questions, I won't find them. When I come here, I won't find these core necessities here. Not that they have left the church, but they are pastoring branches everywhere. They are pastoring branches.
May
it come to pass in the name of Jesus. When I come, they are seeing new ashes. I said, where are the old ashes? They are planting churches all over the place. May this be our story in the name of Jesus. Are you still in church? Sit down. Second Kings. So Jehu began to move on his horse and his chariot, attacking and killing people who were opposing the work of God. And then the Bible says, people were asking him, what is going on? What is happening? Verse 15. And when he had departed thence, he lighted on Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he saluted him. That is 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 15. And he saluted him and said to him, is your heart right as my heart is right with thy heart? And Jehonadab answered, it is. If it be, give me thy hand. And he gave him his hand. And he took him up into, he took him up to him into his chariot.
Wow.
Now listen. This is Jehu.
Jehu nie.
In his chariot. Working for God. Working for God. It is like Bishop David.
It is Bishop David.
God sent him here. To do his work and to establish churches and build up people to break the powers of darkness. Are you with me? And as she was going, then he meets Pastor Richard. And then he asked Pastor Richard.
No, Bishop Pastor Richard.
Is your heart in right with my heart?
Wakuma,
kuma, do you know what I'm doing? Can you understand? Are you there?
Uh-huh.
He meet this man. He asked this man. Is your heart right like my heart? And Pastor Richard says, yes, yes. And then Bible says, and then in this story, Bishop David takes his hand and places it in his hand. And he
says,
if your heart is with me, come and join my car. Come and be with me. Let's work together. Let's work together. Can I tell you something? In this meeting, I know that you have been in this ministry. You have been in this church. But today, Bishop is stretching his hand. Come with me. Come into my vehicle. Come into my chariot. Now look at verse 16. It's the verse you are looking for. And he said,
now I can say,
come with me and see my zeal for the Lord.
Now question me,
come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. Are you still here? Several years ago, almost 30 years ago, I was walking somewhere. When somebody introduced me, I happened to meet our bishop. We met in the university. When I saw this young man, he was full of fire. He was full of zeal. I went to a prayer meeting, a Bible study meeting. There were a few of us, maybe about seven. And he was teaching. After he taught, I prayed. And then that was my first time of meeting him. After we finished praying, I took my Bible. I was walking away. When I felt someone was clapping after me, when I turned my back, it was this young brother Doug. He said, come. I said, what is, he asked me, what is your name? I said, my name is E.A.T.
Saki.
And he said, me too, my name is
Doug.
He said, I like you. As I said, I like you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Actually, this was 34 years ago. 1982. 36 years ago. That is when we met. Several, a few years later, you know, he had started a fellowship earlier on. We were going for the fellowship. Then one day, he stood up. I was walking with him again. And he said,
eat.
He called my name, Ietisaki. God had called me to start a church. What was he doing? He was asking me to come along. That very evening, I looked at him in the eye. I said, God had called me to follow you. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
It had been many years. I could hear the voice of Jehu. I can hear the voice of Jehu. Come with me. I see my zeal for the Lord. Come with me. I see my zeal for the Lord. By the grace of God, God has blessed us with more than 3,000 churches. Today, I'm standing in the legs of our bishop. And I'm inviting you. Come with us and see our zeal for the Lord. Come with us and see our zeal for the Lord. I see God calling you. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. And see my zeal for the Lord. I see God empowering you. Receive the grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many of you here tonight is an invitation. I hear the voice of God. Come with me.
Come
with me. And see my zeal. Not my car. Not my car. Not my wife. Not my house. Come and see my zeal. My fire. Tonight, may the fire of God come upon you. May the fire of God come upon you. May God empower you. Somebody say, I receive it. I'm preaching.
You're preaching good.
I said, I'm preaching.
You're preaching good.
Come with me.
But come home.
Come with me.
But come home.
Come with me.
But come home.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
We say hallelujah.
How many of you are still here tonight? Are you still here tonight? Tomorrow.
And tonight,
I'm going to preach you something else. But tonight, I want you to know our zeal has not died. We are still on fire. I want you to know the fire is still burning. Tonight, I invite you, come with us. Come with us. Come with us. And see our zeal for the Lord. See our zeal for the Lord. God will use you. I said, God will use you. Am I preaching to anybody here?
I'm preaching to me.
I'm telling somebody here. The time has come. It doesn't matter whether you are a man or woman. Come with us and see our zeal for the Lord. I want to tell every lady here. I tell every lady here. The time has come for God to use you. Sister, God will use you. God will anoint you. God will empower you. Come with us. Come with us. And see our zeal. Come with us. And see our zeal. Tonight, God is about to use you. God is about to empower you. Receive the touch. Receive the grace. Receive it now. May God use you. May God use you. May God use you. May God use you. Come with us. Come with us. See our zeal. See the fire. Oh, ladies, lift your hands. I pray for you tonight. May God empower you. May God empower you. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive the touch of God. Receive the touch of God now. Jesus. Jesus. Bless them. Use them. Use them, O God. Use them, O God. Use them, O God. Receive the touch. Receive the touch now. Everybody lift your hands up. Tonight, God is about to use you. God is about to anoint you. Strength is coming. Strength is coming. Anointing is coming. The power of God is coming. Come with us. Come with us. See our zeal. See our zeal. See our fire. Are you still here?
What
are you
saying?
I said, are you still here?
Me
Jehu told the man,
Jehu,
come along.
Say,
let's go together. If your heart is with my heart, if your heart is my heart, why did you come to this church? If you came to this church, I came to announce to you that the zeal of the Lord is coming upon you. The zeal is coming upon you. Say, I receive it. I'm preaching.
You're preaching good.
I said, I'm preaching.
You're preaching good.
Are you here?
Yes.
I said, are you here? God will renew your strength.
Amen.
God will renew your youth. Are you still here? Lift your two hands up. Say, Lord, feed me with zeal. Feed me with your zeal. Feed me with your zeal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here? Come with me.
Come
with me.
Come home.
My God.
My God.
My God. How many of you are still here? Jehu said, he pulled the man into his vehicle. He pulled the man into his chariot. He said, come along. Come along. I tell you something. Let me give you two more scriptures and I'll start praying for you. Who karanda subrahafa shiki bahato sama randiri mokabaha valita randiki bahato sabata. Look at it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 9. You can sit down. Who I'm preaching.
You're preaching good.
I said, I'm preaching. Are you still here?
What are you saying?
Have you found Isaiah?
Mohu Isaiah, no.
Chapter 9. I'm preaching like a house on fire.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, this is a word about Jesus Christ. Verse 5. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. Every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. And garments rolled in blood. Garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with the burning and fuel of fire.
Now
this was the prophecy about Christ. Look at verse 6, the verse that we all know. For unto us a child is born. Unto us
now
a son is given, and his government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful,
now friend,
Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. But verse 7 is the verse you're looking for. Of the increase of his kingdom and peace, there shall be no end. In other words, there's no limit to what God will use him to do. There shall be no end to the growth of this church. Nobody can stop the increase of your ministry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Nobody can stop us from planting many churches. What a word. Nobody can stop the church from growing. Of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. We shall preach until we die. We will plant churches until Jesus comes. Of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. I'm talking to somebody here. God will bring many more children. God will give us many more children. We will go and preach. We will preach. Here in Nigeria, in the town here, God will give us more than 25 churches.
I will receive it.
Outside Nigeria, In every town, every village, God will give us 5 churches in every town and every village. Of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. We will see many church buildings. This building we are seeing here, we will see many of them in the city. Let those who believe shout amen. We will see them. We will see them. We will see many people converted. Shout amen. Now listen. Why would there be no end? Why would there be any end to the kingdom? Why? Why? Look at it. Are you still with me? The government of peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? The Bible says, there will be no end to what he is doing. There will be no end to the churches that they are planting. Why? Because the zeal of the Lord, it shall perform it. What is going to keep us keeping on? What is going to keep us keeping on? What is going to keep us working for God? It is the zeal of the Lord. I said the zeal of the Lord. Somebody shout the zeal of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you there? The Bible says, his kingdom is stretching. His kingdom is stretching. His government is stretching. It's getting bigger and bigger. It's getting bigger and bigger. It's getting larger and larger. Why? The zeal of the Lord. It shall perform it. It shall perform it. Am I talking to anybody here?
Talking to me.
When I look at Bishop David, he came here how many years ago? 13 years ago. But when I look at him, his zeal is getting hotter and hotter. The fire is getting hotter and hotter. He's not becoming an old man. In fact, he's more younger than he was 13 years ago. The zeal of the Lord will perform it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I look at him, when I saw his children, when I got to know, I said,
hey,
the man, if the wife doesn't take care, he can give him her 5 more children. The zeal of the Lord shall perform it. I said the zeal of the Lord shall perform it. I'm preaching.
You're preaching good.
I said I'm preaching.
You're preaching good.
Sit down.
That's it.
Are you there? You are running. You are going to run like a horse. You are going to run like a horse. Fire will enter into you. Our kingdom will stretch. The kingdom God has given us is going to get bigger and bigger. When we're driving down here, every village you go to, if I was awake, I would just pray. I said, Lord, 5 churches. 5 churches. 5 churches. 5 churches. 5 churches. 5 churches. May God send zealous people into the ministry. Shout amen, somebody. God will send. God will send. Some of you here, you don't think you can preach. But God will anoint you. When you speak, you speak at the oracles of God. When you speak, lives will be turned around. When you speak, people shall be saved. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody here. How many of you are still here? At the back, are you still? Some of you are not here. If you are here, give me a wave. Give me a wave. I'm not preaching to only those in front here. I'm preaching to everybody. Push your neighbor. Say, my neighbor, the zeal of the Lord will perform it. Will perform it. Are you here? I see zeal and change somebody. I came here like a doctor. I came here with a doctor. With my syringe and with my needle. I'm going to inject zeal into you. I'm going to get you with zeal. With the fire of God. Nobody can stop the zeal of God in your life. Shout amen. Oh, I'm preaching. The way you used to chase girls. Now you're going to preach more, 7 times more than that. Everybody in Nigeria will know about you. Are you here? The zeal of the Lord will perform it. I said the zeal of the Lord, he will perform it. Shaka bato samba.
I receive it.
Are you here? I said, are you here? The zeal of the Lord, he will perform it. The zeal of the Lord, he will perform it. My God. Some of you will not be able to sleep. You wake up in the night. You begin to pray. I'm preaching. Are you here? Are you here? Some of you are going to knock on every door. I can talk to you about Jesus. But who is able to save? Who is able to deliver? May God use you. May God anoint you. May God favor you. May God empower you. Say, I receive it. Are you here? The zeal of the Lord. Some of you from today, you will not allow Bishop David to sleep.
Bishop David in that.
Say, Bishop David, when are we going to have the next crusade? When are we going to do evangelism? We want to go and pray. When next are we going? Hey! May the zeal of the Lord fill your heart. I'm preaching.
You're preaching good.
I'm preaching.
You're preaching good.
I said, Bishop David.
Bishop David.
You will not be calling him with unnecessary calls. Bishop David, when will I get a beloved?
Bishop David.
That beloved, he will come. As you are serving the Lord. As you are working for God. As you are preaching. As you are singing in the choir. As you are doing the ministry. You will see the brothers supporting you. They will see you. The blessing of God will come upon your life. Say, I receive it. Are you here? I said, are you here? I'm telling you. You not call your pastor with useless calls. Pastor, last time when I slept, I saw two lizards dancing on my head. That one to you call your pastor. All you've got to say is, devil, I drive you out of my life and out of my house in the name of Jesus. Are you there? Yes, several years ago, when I was in the university, I was writing an exam. We are all in the exams room. And then as when we brought the questions, I realized that all my apo have landed. All my tips have landed. I saw all the questions were easy for me. I began to flex my muscles. About to start answering the question. When I took my first pen, I started to write. The pen was not writing. I had two pens. I took a second pen. Meanwhile, I tested the pen before I came.
And so,
I took a second pen. I started to write. It's also not writing. I said, hey. Devil, what do you mean? When I look at my to my right, I saw an unbeliever boy sitting there. I said, devil, that's your child. You can go and not me. Come on, leave now. Leave now. Are you there? Like joke.
I say,
my pen began to write. And the guy sitting by. So my pen has stopped writing. My pen. May you drive the devil out of your house. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Are you here today? The devil cannot knock on your door.
And then
the devil cannot knock on your door.
How are you?
One day.
That could be.
This great man, Martin Luther, he was sleeping in his room. When he heard coco in his room. Coco in the room. When he lifted his blanket and looked up, he saw the devil had come to his room physically. Was looking at him like that. You know what Martin Luther said?
Say, oh,
it's only you, the devil. Let me sleep. And he just continued sleeping. May the devil not frighten you here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. From today, you'll not be afraid of any devil. You'll not be afraid of any witch. May the zeal of the Lord fill your life today. Shout
yeah.
Are you sitting here? What a shock.
Oh,
it's only you, devil. Let me sleep. And he slept soundly. You will sleep soundly from today. When you wake up, you are working for God. When you wake up, you are going to outreach. When you wake up, you are preaching the way. When you wake up, you are casting out devils. May God use you mightily. May God use you mightily. For the zeal of the Lord. Shall perform this. Hold, tell your neighbor, my neighbor, come with me and see my zeal. See my zeal for the Lord. Tell him, if I tell five people, come with me and see my zeal. Come with me. Move out of your chair. Tell somebody, come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me and see my zeal. Stand up to your feet and tell somebody. Come with me. Come with me.
Come
with me.
Come
with me. Yeah! Still here. Several years ago, when I got saved, I used to preach.
Bible say,
preach to every creature. When I was young, when my mother sent me, when I was much younger, my mother would send me. Go and buy kenke. Go and buy milk, something. As I'm going, I see chickens. I'll be preaching. Give your life to Christ. I'll see goats. I'll preach to the goats. Today is the day of salvation. I see birds flying. I said, may the power of God touch you. I was preaching to every creature. Somebody came to tell my mother. Said, "Somebody came to tell my mother, madam.
What's that, madam?
I saw your son. He was talking to animals. He's getting mad. My mother called me. He said, my son, what is wrong? I said, I'm preaching to every creature. Are you with me? Are you here? Little did I know that one day I'll be standing in Edura preaching to God's children, preaching to many souls. May God open supernatural doors for you. May God use you mightily. May God anoint you. May the power of God come upon your life. Say, I receive it. a man of God. You're a woman of God. Once again, tell your neighbor, come with me. Pull him and say, come with me and see my zeal. See my zeal. See my zeal. Are you there? I don't know why some people are so dull. You know, some people, they are in the church, but they are very dull. But if you come here, the fire of God is touching you right now. The power of God is touching you right now. Shout yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before I got married, somebody told my beloved, don't you feel embarrassed about your guy? Don't you feel embarrassed about him? And she asked, why should I feel embarrassed? And he told her, the way he shouts, the way he jumps in church, the way he dances, that embarrass you? My beloved told him, that is what I like about him. Church, some of you think that you are so diplomatic. That is why the girl likes you. The girl is making a mistake. May the zeal of the Lord consume your life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I told my wife before we married, I said, I don't have money. I don't come from a rich home. I come from a poor home. I don't have a car. I don't have a house. All I have is the zeal of the Lord. Do you want zeal? Do you want my zeal? She said, I love you by force. Somebody shout yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And when she followed me, before he discovered, before she saw the zeal of the Lord, when God saw my zeal, God said, I'll give you a car to drive. So that you can go faster. So you can reach more people. When God saw my zeal, he gave me a house to live. May God honor you because of your zeal. Shout yeah. The last verse. And then we close. Now listen, look at it, the book of John, we are ending now.
What a shock.
Have you found John chapter 2? This is our last scripture for today. My Jesus. Some of you, as you are shouting, as you are clapping, as you are jumping, sicknesses are leaving your body. Diseases are leaving your body. Demons are leaving your system. Receive the power of God now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus went to the temple one day. When he entered the temple, he saw money changers. He saw bad people causing trouble in the church. And Jesus took his belt and began to whip them. Drive them out of the church. And overthrew their tables. Verse 15. John chapter 2, verse 15. And when he had made scourge of small cords, that means that he wove some
some branches of a tree. He drove them out of the temple. Tonight, you are the temple of God. Anything that must not be in you, I drive it out of your life. The way Jesus entered the temple and made a belt, took his belt, and whipped everything out. Tonight, I drive out disease from your life. I drive out poverty from your life. I drive out sadness from your life. I drive out alcoholism from your life. In the name of Jesus, may they leave the temple of God. You are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. The way Jesus entered the temple and drove them out. Today, God sent me here to drive out some things out of your life. I drive out fornication from your life. I drive out every evil from your life. In Jesus' name. Now look at it. The Bible says, and he drove them out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overthrew their tables. Verse 16, that's the verse you're looking for. The Bible says, and he said unto them that sold, take these things hence. Make not my father's house a place of merchandise. Now verse 17, that's the real thing. And his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thy house has eaten me up. Are you there? When they saw the man's fire, when they saw the way Jesus was moving and his eyes was red, chasing everybody out, all the wicked people, they remembered that it is written, the zeal of your house has eaten me up. Your family members, your classmates, when they see your fire, when they see the way you are serving God, when they see the way you are running after God, they remember that it is said of you, the zeal of your father's house, the zeal of your father's house. When they see the way we are planting churches, when they see the way we are preaching, they will say, the zeal of your father's house has consumed you. May the zeal of the Lord consume you.
Amen.
May the zeal of the Lord consume you.
Amen.
Everybody stand to your feet and lift your hands up. Begin to pray right now. She lift your hands up right here. Lift your hands up and pray. May the zeal consume you. May the zeal consume you. May the zeal of the Lord 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 consume you. May the zeal consume you. May the zeal of the Lord consume you. Yakorobo Shiba Baba Baba Baba. Lift your hands up. Everybody lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Father, pray. Bless. May the zeal consume you. May the zeal consume you. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive the zeal of the Lord. May the zeal consume you. Bless. 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 Lift your hands up. Yes. Jesus. Jesus. May the zeal of the Lord consume you. May it consume you. Jesus. Everybody lift your hands up to the Lord. May God use you. Can you come to a view? Those of you on this side, come to me. Come. Yeah, lift your hands up. zeal. May your zeal.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, lift your hands up. Jesus. Jesus. Just lift your hands up in front of you.
Actually, don't push them. Just hold them. Don't push them. Lift your hands up. God is filling you with zeal. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive the touch of God. Receive the touch of God. Receive it now. I bless you. Everybody lift your hands up in the room here. Lift your hands up. Tonight, God is changing you.
Yes.
Everybody lift your hands up.
Yes.
Take it. Take it now. Jesus. Everybody lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. God is changing you. God is changing you. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Now wait. Don't let anybody come again. No, don't let them come again. Yeah, those in front here, lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Thank you. Tonight, Jesus, I bless you. Tomorrow is going to be a night that I pray for every single person. But tonight, God is doing a new work in your life. God is doing a new work in your life.
Jesus.
Now, if you're standing here tonight, listen. If you're standing here tonight, you want to say, Bishop David, I placed my hand in your hand. I give my life to Jesus. But I place my hand in your hand. I want to follow you. That zeal that has kept you at the cutting edge. That fire that is burning in you. I want that fire also to burn in me. I want God to use me. If you are here tonight, you want to dedicate your life to the Lord, you want to say, God, use me to build your church. Use me to plant your church. Come to me in the front here. Father, I pray for these ones. Bless them and help them. Okay, the rest of you go and sit down. Tomorrow I pray for you. But if you're in that category, if you're in that group, you want to say, I want the zeal of the Lord to consume me tonight. That fire that has burned in Bishop David's life, I want that fire to burn in my life. That fire that has burned in Bishop Dan and is now burning in Bishop David, you want that fire to burn in you. Lift your two hands up high. May you juma. Sing it.
Madina,
Akwemi Apribia Medi
Medi Anishe
Pejere O
Receive it now. Receive it now.
Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody lift your two hands up high. Father, tonight, the zeal of our fathers, let it come upon us.
Amen.
The zeal of our fathers.
Yes, Lord.
Let it come upon this church.
Amen.
Let it come upon this church.
Receive it.
Let it come upon this church.
Receive it.
May nobody be stoppable.
Amen.
May the devil never be able to stop you.
Amen.
From serving God.
Amen.
From working with God.
Amen.
May no principality.
Amen.
May no power of the enemy.
Amen.
Ever stop you.
Amen.
From serving the Lord.
Amen.
May God use you.
Amen.
May God use you.
Amen.
May God use you.
Amen.
May God empower you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for every hand lifted. Tonight, let it be a day of a new beginning.
Amen.
Let it be a day of a new beginning.
Amen.
Change our prayer lives.
Amen.
Change our fellowship.
Amen.
Change our preaching.
Amen.
Let there come a fresh anointing.
Amen.
Let there be no limit to what you are doing in
your life. Amen.
For of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Amen.
Of the spreading of the church there shall be no end.
Amen.
Of the growth of the church there shall be no end.
Amen.
Of the building of many buildings there shall be no end.
Amen.
Of planting of many churches there shall be no end.
Amen.
For the zeal of the Lord shall perform it.
Amen.
Let it be performed.
Amen.
Let it be performed.
Amen.
That all will see your glory.
Amen.
And all will see your power.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for tonight.
Amen.
I bless you for this church.
Amen.
I bless you for everyone that came tonight.
Amen.
I bless you for your power.
Amen.
That is available tonight.
Amen.
May we walk under your power.
Amen.
May it be said of us that the zeal of your house, the zeal of your work has eaten us up.
Amen.
We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Everybody shouted your loudest amen.
Clap your hands and give the Lord a jump and a shout. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Chosen generation, called for to show His excellence.
Oh, I love
the power for life God has given me.
I know
who I am.
We are chosen generation.
We are a chosen generation.
Hey, called for to show
His excellence.
Tonight,
are you excited tonight? Put your hand around your neighbor, tell him the zeal of the Lord shall perform it. 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 Hallelujah!
What a blessing! What a blessing.
What a blessing.
Are you going to come tomorrow? Tomorrow is going to be a very special night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Close your eyes with me. Everybody close your eyes with me. Tonight, every head bowed, every eye closed. You are here this evening. You need Jesus in your life. You are here this evening. You want to be born again. Somebody invited you to come. But you are not sure that your name is in heaven. You are not sure whether Jesus is the Lord of your life. Tonight, if you don't give your life to Christ, when you die, you go to hell. But if you give your life to Christ, your name shall be written in heaven. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you're here tonight, you say, Bishop, I need Jesus. I want to be born again. I need Jesus. I want Jesus to come into my heart. If you're here tonight, you need Jesus. Lift up your right hand.
and I shall pray with you. Lift it up high. You want to say, Bishop?
Bishop,
I know I'm a sinner. But tonight, I want Jesus to come into my heart. Lift up your right hand. And I'm going to pray with you. Father, thank you for every hand that is lifted.
Amen.
I pray that you touch them and save them.
Amen.
If you have lifted your hand up, I want you to come to me in the front here. Just come. All the way. Come now.
Bra.
You need Jesus in your heart. Come now.
I
want to pray for you now. I was 13 years old when I gave my life to Christ. This was more than 43 years ago. Tonight, you can ask Jesus to come into your heart. Lift your two hands in front here. Let me pray with you. Get, lift your hands up, all of you in front here. You want to give your life to Jesus tonight? Get, lift your two hands up high. Say with me, everybody. Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Say Jesus. Tonight, I come to you. Just as I am. I know I am a sinner. But I believe Jesus died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. I open my heart to you. Jesus, save me. Wash away my sins. Make me your own child. I will serve you. I will follow you. I will walk with you the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. From today, I am born again. Thank you, Father, for receiving me now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for all these wonderful lives. Save them. Make them brand new people. Amen.
Amen.
God bless all of you. Listen. By the simple prayer you are prayed. As you're praying, angels took pen and began to write your name. They opened a computer in heaven. And they entered your name. In heaven, there's a computer called Saved People.
Heaven, your computer be a friend.
Today, your name has been entered in heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's recorded in heaven.
Heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day,
that could be.
Jesus will come.
Yes, Baba.
And they will mention the names. And your name will be mentioned. I want you to decide to serve God every day. Every Sunday. Make sure you go to church. What's your name? Pardon? Samuel Osibuahin. How old are you?
I'm 15 years.
15 years. I was 13 when I did what you are doing.
Wow.
And it's been wonderful all these years.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
And all of you, make sure you keep serving God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We used to sing a song. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back. No turning
back. One more time. I have decided.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you go back to your seats tomorrow. All of you must come.
We're
going to pray for all of you again. Clap your hands for them as they go back to their seats. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody take out your offering. Let's